The Takeaway is supported by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and the Henry Luce Foundation for Increased Understanding of East and Southeast Asia. Funding for Detroit coverage on The Takeaway is supported in part by the W.K. Kellogg Foundation.
So for this early in the campaign, the presidential election has been remarkable for its surprises. What's going on? We're going to explore that this morning. There's one explanation for all the turbulence that has nothing to do with Rick Perry's memory lapses, Herman Cain's personal life, or Michelle Bachmann's knowledge of history or geography. The Republican Party is facing its own divisions in an already divided country. Within the GOP, there are fiscally conservative anti-tax centrists who also embrace an aggressive U.S. foreign policy. These are the traditional internationalists of the GOP. You go back to Dwight Eisenhower, even Teddy Roosevelt and Calvin Coolidge, and of course, Richard Nixon.
The third indispensable element in building the new prosperity is closely related to creating new jobs and halting inflation. We must protect the position of the American dollar as a pillar of monetary stability around the world. In the past 7 years, there's been an average of one international monetary crisis every year.
Sound familiar? That's Nixon speaking back in the 1970s. But there are also the evangelical social conservatives who are more religiously ideological, embrace the anti-abortion pro-life movement, call for prayer in the schools, the teaching of God-centered alternatives to biological evolution. These voters emerged as a force in the Republican Party with the rise of Ronald Reagan. Here's Moral Majority founder, the late Reverend Jerry Falwell, speaking back in the 1990s, and he's not talking about monetary policy.
Our country's in trouble. Big time trouble. You know, we're doing things in America that we have never in our 217 years of history done. From the highest level, we've gone bananas. The White House is a zoo. And the Congress and the courts.
Well, with the election of Barack Obama in 2008, there seemed to be new splits and new ideologically motivated voters in the GOP. Tea Party activists are an example. Clearly, one candidate does not fit all in the GOP right now. And that's not entirely a surprise. We wanted to explore where the influence of the so-called social conservatives is being felt at this early stage of the campaign. To help us answer that question, we've got Dr. Richard Land, president of the Southern Baptist Convention's Ethics and Religious Liberty Commission. Good morning, doctor.
Good morning.
So do you buy any of those premises about splits in the GOP? The social conservatives, it seems to me, since the Ronald Reagan election of 1980, have really driven the primary process to a greater degree than we're seeing right now.
Well, I think there's certainly divisions within the party. The Republican Party is made up of disparate elements. There are different kinds of conservatives, fiscal conservatives, foreign policy conservatives, social conservatives, and they don't always agree on issues. And we saw this the last time around. In Iowa, for instance, Mike Huckabee, who's a Southern Baptist minister and about as evangelical conservative as you can get, he got 45% of the evangelical votes in the Iowa caucuses. The other 55% went to the other candidates. I think Mitt Romney got 20%, Thompson got 20%, McCain got 19%. In fact, Huckabee did not get a majority of the evangelical votes in Republican primaries until he was the only one left standing against McCain.
So does that say, Dr. Richard Land, that it's wrong to suggest that social conservatives base their vote on a narrow set of social issues, or that there's no candidate that's really emerged to inspire in the way Ronald Reagan once did?
I think it's probably more the latter. I mean, George W. Bush got a remarkable percentage of social conservative votes, probably 80 to 84% of social conservative votes went to George W. Bush, particularly in his second election run. He suffered from name ID the first time around. People didn't trust him because his name was George Bush, and they didn't trust the first George Bush. But no one's made that kind of connection. I'd say Reagan and George W. Bush made a unique connection with social conservatives that no other candidate has been able to match.
Well, Dr. Richard Land, would you buy then that the curious emergence of front runner one per week that was going on up until last week when Gingrich seemed to take hold was an example of social conservatives trying out different candidates to see if they could forge the kind of connection that George W. Bush and Ronald Reagan actually had?
Yeah, I think it was. I think they, you know, Republicans normally nominate their steady beau. which in this case would be Mitt Romney.
There
but this time they've been dating. They've been dating on the side, seeing if they could find a better connection. And so far, they haven't. Up until now, Newt is the current date. The current hot date, and they're seeing if they can close the deal, or Newt can close the deal with them.
Well, be a pundit for us then for a moment, Dr. Richard Land. Focus on, from the perspective of an evangelical, the candidacy of Mitt Romney versus Newt Gingrich. What are the strengths and weaknesses from your perspective and the perspective of some of your constituents?
Well, Mitt Romney is a moral man, a family man. He's got a squeaky clean image that evangelicals really like. He's a businessman. He's known as a fix-it artist. You know, he turned the Olympics around when they were in a shambles. The problem with Romney for some evangelicals is that he's not Mormon enough when it comes to the social issues. If he had been as consistently pro-life and as consistently pro-traditional marriage as his church has been, he would have far less problem with evangelicals. Now, there are some evangelicals that just are uncomfortable voting for a Mormon. But if they're forced to choose between voting for Romney versus Obama, they'll vote for Romney.
Hmm.
But what they're looking for now is if they can get the same social conservative, strong social conservative message from someone who's equally capable of beating Obama. And that's why I think Newt Gingrich, I think the media missed this completely. Newt Gingrich is a very savvy politician.
Even with his personal negatives.
Well, he has personal negatives he needs to address. But let me tell you what he did in the last week that has caused him to surge in the polls. The debate where he took the contrary position on immigration reform, he knows that 70% of voters are more likely to vote in a general election for a candidate who has a comprehensive immigration reform position. And so he took the contrary position, although it hurt him in the short term with Republican primary voters, but it helped him more because it's caused him to surge to the place where in one poll he was ahead of Obama 43-41 in a general election campaign, and that then bounces back and makes him a viable candidate to Republican primary voters because he's equally capable of beating Obama.
Well, it's interesting, tantalizing choices there. Mitt Romney and Newt Gingrich, it's possibly one reason why the Iowa Faith and Freedom Coalition has declined to endorse any candidate. Richard Lamb, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Dr. Richard Land is president of the Southern Baptist Convention's Ethics and Religious Liberty Commission. In 2005, he was featured in Time magazine as one of the 25 most influential evangelicals in America.